You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I want you to know that we're making a habit, apparently, lately, of grabbing people who work at our sister stations down the hall. We bring them in, put them on the air with us.
Specifically the sports station. You guys don't do anything over there anyway, right? But talk stats.
We had their, like, 7-foot basketball player on the show the other day, and now we have Josh, who works at... we're all part of the same family here at Slapshot Broadcasting is our company. And here at Slapshot, we are one big happy family.
Yes.
So we grabbed Josh, who works down the hall, and we happen to... Josh is one of the people that we really like here at the radio station.
Yeah, you're on the like list, buddy. Okay. You made it.
Like a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10.
At least that's for now.
Mm-hmm. That's a C.
So all of a sudden, the other day, Jeremy's talking, and he says, yeah, you know what I want to do is I want to set up Josh. And I go, you mean, wait, our Josh? He goes, yeah, I want to set up Josh with my C store.
Oh. Yeah, buddy. My sister's, she's on the prowl right now, and she's meeting a lot of jerk store guys out there. She's having a hard time, so... I did a quick perusal of the station here, and you're
because that's as far as he'll look. That's as far as he won't do actually effort.
I stick with what I know. I stick with what I know.
And so I made the cut.
You made the cut. You definitely came to mind because you're like the one guy here that all the ladies in the office are like, oh my God, Josh, he's so cute.
I don't know if you knew that. Even the gay women are saying that.
Even our lesbian Synergy loves you.
She did tell me I was her boy crush. I was flattered.
That's big time.
Yeah, I was very honored.
So the wheels started turning. I was like, man, I got to hook Josh up with my sister.
Have you, Jeremy, gone through all the steps in your head? Like, what could happen if you set up Josh and your sister? They hit it off. They start dating. Josh, don't get freaked out. We're just hypothetical.
No, really. They have a baby.
They move in together.
They slip her the tongue.
They get married. Then suddenly, this guy here is your brother-in-law.
Yeah, and then you know, like, everything about me, and then I'm going to probably know everything about you.
Oh, my God, you guys could spend... this is going to be your first Christmas together, maybe?
Yeah, and then things are going to get ugly on Thanksgiving. There'll be fights.
Should I make a list?
And then, it's like, if you and my sister are fighting, then, like, whose side do I take?
Because I come and vent to you, and she's probably venting
to me, and then I'm...
this is the whole thing is actually complicated, because you would be brothers-in-law with Jeremy, and you'd be Eskimo brother with me, so...
Oh, that's just...
wow.
That's just good.
I'm actually going to have to talk to Dom just a little bit and get some pointers.
Guys,
she's a great kisser.
Who wants just a high five right
now? She's a really good kisser.
Too much tongue. So I guess I should maybe run down a few, like, things that I know my sister is kind of looking for to see if you fit that.
So what you're saying is you're interviewing him?
Yeah, this is an interview.
Yes, Dom.
Have you exchanged pictures of them? Does she know?
She knows what you look like.
Excellent teeth. Josh has great teeth, Denver. Thank y'all you. Should
But
know
you
that.
Don't know
Thank
what she looks like.
No.
I asked you in the hall, and you're like, no, I want to be surprised.
I don't want to. I've never been on a blind date. Oh. I want it to be a real...
Imagine, well, my sister's... why not? Jeremy in a wig.
No one's ever tried to set you up before?
No.
Huh. People try to set me up all the time. I can't believe they're not trying, at least.
No, I kind of feel like the blind dates world has gone away because of things like Tinder.
Oh, so you already know everything right off the bat.
So I'm going to go the opposite. I don't want to know anything except for your Jeremy's sister.
Yeah.
And you did tell me what she does for work, but that's it.
And you slept with Dom.
Structural engineer.
Yeah, so I know three things.
Right, right. What's your politics? Are you, like, Republican, Democrat?
Whoa!
Yeah, I'd like to
listen,
say,
she's hardcore Republican. So.
I'd like to be independent. I don't really vote party.
She'd probably
person.
Go independent, though.
I think once you go independent. So.
Okay, she would settle for independent. That's fine.
Are you a religious guy?
I mean, I believe.
What do you believe in?
Seriously, right. That's good. Cocktails for this conversation.
Well, just settle down.
No, I like this. This is entertaining the hell out of me.
I mean, what are we going to talk about at dinner if we go?
Well, let's go to dinner. Are you gluten free?
No.
Okay, good. Because she loves pasta.
Okay.
Do you like spicy food?
I do.
Okay, you're
God,
good. Okay.
This is sounding like a match.
This is good. Are you a dog lover? Because she's got a pug, and it's like her life.
I do like dogs. I actually had this conversation this morning on my show. I was getting some work done on my car yesterday, and another customer had her dogs in the waiting room area.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do some work on the computer, and the dog kept coming over to me, and I'm like thinking to myself,
"You didn't kick the dog, or
no?" But what is proper protocol of me saying, like, "Hey, can you get your dog out of here? I'm trying to do some stuff.
Oh, so hold on. He's not a dog lover. He's not.
No, I have some other stuff going on.
Nah, he's busy. He's a busy
not a dog
guy.
Lover. He's just a dog
That's
liker.
Not going to rule you out just
not
because you wanted to get work done.
Not
so
at all. Fine. Are you outdoorsy at all? Because she likes camping. She likes shooting guns and all that kind of stuff. Are you into that?
Yeah.
All right. He could poop in the woods. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
My God, I can't believe this. I'm looking down here. I see Jeremy actually has a written list.
He made bullet points. Yeah.
Okay, this might be a little too personal. Have you been married before?
I have. I have been married before. I'm not married now.
All right. How's
you sure?
How's the relationship with your ex?
Amicable?
Oh,
is everything fine?
We're
it's
great.
Not an
we're
ugly
great.
Divorce.
How old are you, Josh?
I am 32.
Okay, so you're a year younger than my sister.
And I'm 8 months divorced. So it's a little
so it's a little
do
fresh.
You have babies?
That's all right. Yeah,
no babies.
Kids?
No babies.
Oh, that's a plus.
You know, all of this is a plus. These two need to go out.
Here's the one thing that she's concerned about.
Okay.
She might have been Facebook stalking you a little bit.
Uh-oh.
That's the best.
What does that tattoo on your arm mean that like takes up half your arm and it goes, it's like a dragon that goes onto
Wait
your chest.
Wait a minute. Before you answer,
I'm going to tell you right now, she's freaked out by that.
Is she?
You answer that question, let me ask you, Jeremy, what did she say about the tattoo? Yeah.
What the hell is with that disgusting tattoo?
I'm trying to think of my Facebook photos where I show the tattoo.
Yeah. Wait, is it a dragon or is it a lizard?
Put your sleeve up so
no,
I can
No, it's like
here.
A demon. It's well, a you got to see demons. The face.
It's a lot of demons?
Yeah.
Why did you get that around the divorce?
No, but I'm going to start telling people that I didn't do that. This is based on my divorce.
That's kind of one thing that's holding her back is this demon on your chest.
Oh yeah, because it
well,
does
she'll
go
be on, his
on
chest
my chest.
Eventually.
What's that about?
So have you guys ever seen the movie Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, with Keanu Reeves.
And the Wall of the Souls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is an interpretation of it.
The Wall
and
of
it goes
Souls.
All around my chest. And then this side was at one point in my life going to be like a family representation of life, death kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then
you got a job
powerful.
In radio and you can't afford it.
Right. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do tattoos on my entire body anymore.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
All right. So it's nothing like satanic
oh my God.
Because that's, you know, she was like, is he worshiping Satan? Are you going to set me up with someone who's like sacrificing rabbits?
Out of the,
I actually
like,
need to go on a blind date to get something done. But no.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so nine things that are on the positive, and then suddenly she's going to let a tattoo stop her?
Yeah, because she was a little freaked out by that. I'm not going to lie. Well, you
get her
see
on
it.
The phone.
Yeah, she's conservative,
Does she have any tattoos?
No tattoos,
tattoos.
No.
No, she's pure. She's pure.
Yeah, mostly.
Pure.
Yeah,
she is.
Pure. Hey, why do you wear red shoes all the time, Josh?
I get this question so much.
Is it because you worship the devil?
You're starting to put two and two together here.
Those are devil shoes.
I just really like red shoes.
I was dancing
told
in blood.
Once that the first thing men notice on women are, of course, their beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
And the first thing women notice on men are the way they dress.
So true. Their shoes, often.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing red shoes today?
Well,
they didn't go with your outfit.
They didn't. I don't have the same red that this shirt is.
Oh my God.
I didn't want
to
offset.
She has got to go out with this guy.
I really want her to go out with you. I mean, all this is great. You guys are a great match. But I think really what it boils down to is like, I like you. So I feel like we would get along if things were to progress.
But you don't know that.
I do know that.
The thing is, we don't know enough about him.
It's the whole first impressions thing.
Okay,
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Scott from our sister station.
Can I do the calling out now?
What? Ask him about his split personality.
Hey, Scott doesn't come into play.
Alter ego. Yeah.
See, the thing is, we don't know everything about.
Do you have
Josh.
Any disorders? Are you like obsessive compulsive?
I have no idea what Scott's talking about.
You don't have multiple personalities. No.
Hold on.
I personally think you'd be a good fit.
All right. So, what's the next step here? Since we got to
wrap
this up,
I want to hook you guys up. I do. I know you're totally in. I think the only thing that was holding her back was your
tattoo.
Okay, so we can get her over there.
As long as it's not Satan, I think she'll be fine.
Is it possible to get her on the phone?
Not a chance in hell. She won't get on the phone. I know she won't get on the
phone.
Why
not?
She doesn't want to talk about this. I know she won't. But I want to make this happen, so I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know.
Texting? I think that's how the kids do it these days.
What if Jeremy gave you her phone number and you called and asked her out? Because that would be Jeremy saying something. It's easy for her to say no. But if you call and say, look, my name is Josh.
Well, why don't you sell yourself right now? Her name is Jessica.
Okay.
So maybe try to sell yourself to my sister.
This is
right now,
like the old dating game. You're bachelor number one.
Oh, I like
what
this.
Is it that
I
you
like
want to say to Jessica?
Okay. Jessica.
And remember, she's a great kisser.
And say in your like deep, sexy radio voice.
What's up, Jessica? This is Josh here. Work at Altitude. I'm a big sports fan. Love going outdoors. Love to take you out, get to know you. Jeremy's a great guy. If you're anything like him, hopefully better looking. I think we'd really hit it off. Love to take you out to dinner, get to know you, and really see if you're a great kisser, as Dom has told me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now say it like a real deep voice could be like, who's your daddy? Say it.
Who's your daddy, Jess?
Yeah, she's in. She likes that. She likes that kind of stuff.
Well, I think this was was a success.
I think this is going to be good.
You guys are going to have...
Jeremy's going to get your number, and then...
What do you want for Christmas, buddy?
I just want to hang out with your family. I'm excited to meet mom and dad.
We have good Christmases.
Wait. You shut up for a second, Jeremy. Look at me, Josh. One thing, I've known Jeremy for 12 years. If you get tight with Jessica, I just want you to know that Jeremy's mom comes along with that package.
She's crazy.
She's a sweet lady.
She gets great haircuts.
But when I say she comes along with the package, she will be there every step of the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
You are?
I'm ready for that. I got a little helicopter mom myself, so maybe they can.
Oh, they can do a lunch date. Yeah. They'll join the
Red
Hat Society.
Get the two moms together.
Oh, this is perfect.
This is beautiful.
I like this.
This is kismet.
All right, Brother Josh, we'll see you later.
See you later. See you at the wedding.
Now, we posted a picture, or have we posted a picture?
Yeah, I posted a picture.
On our Facebook page.
My future brother-in-law. I'm so excited.
It's a picture of Jeremy with Josh. If you want to check it out, just go to Facebook, search Dom, Emily, Jeremy, and you can see what Jeremy's future brother-in-law looks like.
He's a nice guy. Just ignore his dumb T-shirt that he's wearing.
What was that T-shirt?
I don't know. It's stupid.
Even he said, because he didn't know till this morning that we were going to be doing this. He'd already dressed for the day.
Yeah,
so.
Just ignore that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.